I have hit the mother load of crazy on YouTube, and I cannot wait to talk about it. So we're going to do that in podcast 766. What am I talking about? I'm talking about people sharing prophetic dreams, dreams of the future, the near future, of terrible things to come, which are appearing on YouTube like birds in the movie The Birds. It's really interesting. We're going to talk about it in podcast 766. Well, before we get started, I have to tell you, if you're in business for yourself, we can't be thinking. Those of us in business for ourselves cannot be thinking about the end of the world, because we have to pay bills and we have to make sure payrolls are met, and we have to make sure of other things. And one of the elements of doing that is getting paid, and getting paid as quickly as possible so you can keep your cash flow working and fresh. And to that extent, I'm working with a new company that I'm very excited about, and that is ReliaFund. They are a payment processor. And if you're in business for yourself, and you're looking for a faster way to get paid, maybe a more economical way to get paid, because everybody wants to pay electronically and digitally, listen up, because this message is for you. If you develop websites or back office software for companies that involve payment processing or e-commerce, this message is for you. If you're interested in taking credit card payments, if you already take credit card payments and you're looking for perhaps a more economical way, or with a company that's going to be a little bit more focused on customers, meaning you, listen up, because this message is for you, because that is what ReliaFund does. R-E-L-I-A, ReliaFund is a payment processor that's been providing integrated solutions to get payments cleared for more than two decades. If you're developing any kind of business, this is important. If you are growing your business, if you're scaling up your business, ReliaFund is something you should remember. If you call them, you will deal with actual human beings, Kevin Hill or Greg Lowry. No long-term contracts. They're secure and technology-focused. 866-243-5040. 866-243-5040. ReliaFund is a part of the electronic payment revolution in this country. 866-243-5040 at ReliaFund. Or you can check them out online at ReliaFund.com. That's how I found ReliaFund, R-E-L-I-A-F-U-N-D.com. Or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com for more info. Hey, YouTubers. Hey, you guys. They always start out the same way. This is people who are sharing dreams that they've had, which, by the way, I want to say that in this podcast, I am not judging. I just find this a very interesting piece of Americana, this uniformity in these prophetic dreams of the future, which are not good. Nobody's having dreams about waking up and in a land of milk and honey and lots of food on the table and riches, or at least they're not putting that stuff on YouTube. What is being put on YouTube are the worst, most horrible visions of the future, which are, I have to say, religiously motivated. What interests me about these dreams has to do with human psychology, and I don't want to judge them, because if they are truly prophetic dreams, then some of these will come true. And the other reason I don't want to judge them is I don't want to say that this person is having the wrong dream, or is wrong for having this dream, or wrong for posting the information in the dream. And you'll see why when we get to some of these. Often they will start with a prayer. So that's what we'll start with.
So Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, Lord. I just thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to just dive into your word with your people, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, just for everything that you are doing in the lives of everyone watching this video, Lord God. I just pray, Father God, that you would stir up in them a desire, a stronger desire for you, Lord God. A thirst, a special spiritual thirst, Lord God, for you, Lord God. I ask that they would be set apart in their lives, Lord God, that they would not conform to the patterns of this world, Lord God, but they would be transformed by the renewing of their minds daily, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Father God, for this generation that you're raising up to be bold for you, to live for you with no regrets. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you have your way during this time. On this video, Lord God, I ask that you would speak through me, Holy Spirit, that it would be none of me and all of you. I thank you for it now, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, if you get upset, if you're upset because I started with this little prayer, the reason I did is I want to introduce you to this little genre of Americana. These are exclusively religiously motivated prophetic dreams. So these are people who pray a lot, go to church a lot, read the Bible a lot, and then pray for direction before they sleep, and then they share these prophetic dreams. It's very religious in nature, and it's a unique subset. So none of these videos are preachers sharing their prophetic dreams like they would, for example, or prophetic predictions in the Bible. These are actually dreams from people who are religiously motivated, and that is why I started with that little prayer.
Hi, guys. I just want to come on here and do a quick video. Well, I don't know if it's going to be quick because this is a huge, huge dream. Like, this is an amazing dream. My mom had it this morning, and she just could not wait to tell me. And she don't get dreams like this, so she said, I mean, she was shaking. She was just so overwhelmed by this dream. It really, like, shook her spirit up.
And when I say the motherlode of crazy, there's no way that these people don't firmly believe that what they dreamed came from the Lord. And a lot of them have to do with predictions of the end of the world, or the Lord coming back, or the rapture taking place, and what it's going to be like. And there are tons of these videos, and they provide hours of pure entertainment. And one of the reasons is they are so real.
I knew this dream was from the Lord. I just knew it. So the first part about this dream, the first thing that she saw was sand was coming out of the sky. My mom said it was raining sand. It rained sand the whole day, 24 hours. She said it just rained nothing but sand. And she said me and her were in the house, and that she opened the door, but we didn't leave the house. She just opened the door, and she put her hand out there, and she said, "Crystal, it's raining sand, it's raining sand." And I was like, "No, how could it rain sand?" And then I walked over there, and I was like, "It is raining sand." And we were putting our hands out there, and our hands were filling up with sand, and then we went back in the house, shut the door. Well, she said she knew that lasted 24 hours. She said she knew it. Now, I don't know if 24 is a number of significance, but it goes on two times in this dream. Okay, she said the second day was the Lord, all of the clouds around the whole entire earth all came up into one. And she said, and it formed a giant, giant face. And she said she knew it was God. She says she knew it. She's like, there was no mistake in this. She said that when his face formed, everyone in the whole entire world, everyone seen it. She said she knew everyone was looking and seen this. She said you could see his mouth move. You could see his beard all perfectly. It was so perfectly chiseled out. It was just perfect looking. He had white on his hair. She said, and when after she seen his face in the clouds, when he got everyone's attention, he opened his mouth and said, "Why have you done this to the land I have blessed you with? Why have you forsaken me?" She said, it was like a rumbling in his voice. She said she knew, she was fearful. She said when she was looking at him while he was saying this stuff, that she was fearful and that everyone else around was fearful, and some were falling to their knees, and they knew that that was God. She said after she saw that, he said, "I am coming. I am coming. Why have you forsaken me? I come." Like that. I love it. Okay. After that, the third day, she said fireballs came out the sky, and they looked like tiny little asteroids. She said you could see the black smoke coming from them, and everything that they hit when they hit the earth, anything that they touched, turned to gold. Okay? She knew that was 24 hours. That whole day, 24 hours, the fireballs were falling out the sky. Now, what I felt instantly in, like, interpretation was those, because she said those who fell to the ground, some on the second day fell to the ground when they seen him in the sky, and some did not. Some were laughing and mocking, and okay, and then the third day, because that was his chance, he gave everyone around the whole earth, she said, a chance After they saw him, she was shown fireballs. So it was raining sand, then God came in the clouds, and then fireballs were coming out the sky, and then everything it was touching would turn to gold. Now, I believe that to those who are not covered in Jesus' blood and who are not saved and believe in him as Lord, they will see those as fireballs coming to the earth. But the significance of it touching everything to gold is like heaven raining on earth, and his children will not be harmed because they believe in him. Those who, after they saw him come in the clouds, and his believers will be spiritually blessed, and it will be like gold, and it's like heaven coming to earth. His years raining on earth. I was getting, like, I felt the Holy Spirit all over me when I, like that just now. Okay, so the fourth day, okay, God came to her, and they were, we ended up wearing some kind of red silky robe kind of material. She said it was like a towel, and we were covered in it, and it was red and silky. Okay, and she said that the Lord knocked on the door. He knocked on the door. She said, but when he knocked on the door, she said that me and her knew inside. We knew who it was with excitement. We knew it was God, Jesus coming to take us home. We knew it, she said. She said that. Then she heard Jesus talking to somebody, which I knew in my spirit. It was angels. I knew it because he was telling them where, who goes where and where to go and bring them up to the on the golden path. And she said, some of us got in a chariot and we went and left with them, and that Jesus stayed behind and was trying to tell others about him, and that they were just like, oh yeah, okay, so we just go on the gold path and that just takes you to heaven and stuff like that. She said they were laughing and mocking and scoffing at him. And then she said that when we followed him, when we were walking with him on this golden path where he was taking us, we seen hit every time his foot touched the ground, it turned to gold. Every step he made was gold. She said me and I were so fascinated looking at his feet. And she said that by then, she said his face was a burst of white light, but she only saw his body down. And she said he was wearing like a very tan, light, woolly kind of looking material. And she said that he had his sandals on and he was golden brown, like glowing.
And it's interesting because the images from these dreams are like a movie. The concept of the righteous path, the golden path, the path that is lit up or marked for people in gold, or the right path keeps coming up. And there's a fair amount of politics in these dreams too, or political leaders appearing in these dreams.
I was on a balcony, a big white building, like a balcony. And I remember it was like the sky, it was really overcast looking outside. It was really dark and gloomy. And it was just really grungy looking. That's all I can explain. I remember when I looked down, I saw all these people. They were like running around like they had no direction. They were just running all crazy. And I remember I saw Trump, Donald Trump's, at a podium, and he was talking to the people like this. I remember seeing his hand from a distance like that. And I remember people look like what they look like on TV right now with all the protesting and all that stuff. Then all of a sudden I saw this bright like star in the sky. It was like a bright star, like a kind of like a fiery ball. And it just was in slow motion. I don't know what that had to do with anything. And then when I looked over to my right, I saw Donald Trump. He was standing right next to me. And I remember he had asked me, and he was like, what do you need? What do you want? And I remember in my spirit, I felt like whatever I was about to tell him, he was going to grant that.
Well, if we're talking about the apocalypse, then we are talking about the coming winter. And if the coming winter is, anything like last winter, we could have all kinds of problems. So if you're going to have problems with your pipes, with your plumbing, with your toilets, or heating problems, then you want reliable service. That means Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. Many people are calling Ryan because they get the job done and they get it done right. 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. They go back four generations in Frogtown in St. Paul. What do they do? Ryan Orion Plumbing and Heating does quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. I have been asking people to have Ryan come and check the heat because the heat is going to go down in January. It's not going to wait. It's not going to, you know, go down when it's 45 degrees in November. It's going to go down on January 23rd when it's 14 below. And you want to make sure that all this stuff is working because when it comes to keeping all these systems running right, especially at business or at home, you want to have somebody that really knows what they're doing, and that is Ryan Plumbing and Heating. Reliable service, Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Again, four generations in St. Paul. Everybody knows Ryan. Check him out online at ryanplumbing.com or click on the banner at the top of the page, thebobdavispodcast.com.
And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet.
A fair amount of these dreams have to do with war. And dreams of an imminent war. The conclusion of the dreamer is always, it's coming. It's coming soon. There's going to be a war. And so most of the dreams that really had traction for me were the ones that involved dreams of war.
Last night, the dream, I was standing outside, and it was a group of people, and we looked up at the sky, and there was a fleet of jets, like grayish, charcoal-y type airplanes, jets, that were in perfect formation, and there were so many of them. And when I saw them in the dream, I was thinking, oh, this is just like the dream that I had before. Because I've had a dream kind of similar, and the only dream that I can think of in real life that was more similar to was the dream that I was, when I was in New York, the Lord woke me up at 4 o'clock, and I saw jets in the air. This was kind of my thinking in the dream, even though it was kind of different.
Now, I've had that same dream where we all go out in the backyard and we see the planes overhead. But in my dream, they come down and they're models. So, you know, that's, and I've had that dream, and it's a reoccurring dream, and I've had it for many, many years. And it goes back to duck and cover and all that. And they were Russian planes because I remember the red stars on them. What's interesting about this woman's dream is, she takes it, it's almost like a movie. She takes it to the next level and talks about a moment of peace amidst all of this chaos, which makes this dream great.
A whole bunch of us were kind of like going in the whole time, you guys. I was thinking, oh, this is just like the dream. Oh, this is playing out just like the dream. Even though I'm telling you guys it was different. So we were kind of like ushered. It was like someone was guiding us. Now I'm going to assume the Holy Spirit. It was like somebody was guiding us to physically walk out the dream like I was thinking I had had a previous dream, okay? So the whole time I'm walking out this thing, I'm like, it was surreal because I could physically feel myself like walking out a previous dream, okay? So we were ushered into like the shed house type thing, building, and it was maybe like 8 to 10 of us. Everybody had suitcases, so it was kind of like we were kind of trying to take shelter and pack ourselves in to this particular like corner or wall. And one suitcase in particular stood out to me. It was like a brick red or crimson red, if you will, maybe symbolic of the blood of Jesus. The suitcases itself, maybe symbolic of us leaving here. But everybody had a suitcase. So we were kind of like trying to fit our suitcases and our bodies in between each other. And then it seemed like we were transported to, not transported, but we were supposed to leave that area and go to another area, which was a airport. It seemed like we were in the airport, in a terminal. I've never flown. I've never been in the airport. But in a dream, I know it was an airport. my twin cousin, he's a twin. His name is Marcus. They look just alike, him and his brother. But in this dream, it was specifically Marcus. Marcus is the bad twin out of the two. And he, in the dream, started crying. It was like his heart was failing him. And he started crying. And I just hugged him. I grabbed him around his waist. And I kind of like let him put his head on my shoulder. I was like, don't cry. Everything was going to be okay. But in that particular moment, it was like, because this is so out of character for him, it was like his heart was failing him for seeing the things that was just about to happen. Like, we knew we were at war. Like, we knew this was going to be a time of war. And then the next scene was, we were supposed to be taken. All this time, it's like after we first seen the, after we all seen the fleet of jets, it's just like the sky was clear. We were anticipating bombs falling or whatever, but we never seen the airplanes anymore. We just knew it was a time of war, and we just were anticipating, you know, things happening, although we could not see them. We were about to go down this path. It was ahead of us, and we were going to the West Wing, and we were going to a building called the West Wing. And right before we were going to walk down this path, it was a relatively narrow path. Sherry, there was this barrier wall, a high wall that we used to play on in Newburgh, New York, and we used to catch fireflies. It was down the street from my cousin's apartment. There was a girl that kind of was like panicky and frantic, and she was up on this barrier wall too, and the girl started walking to the left, to the, you know, like the wrong direction. We were supposed to be going to the right. And Sherry was...
By the way, Sherry is her friend.
She kind of went off the path and was up on this wall going left when we were supposed to go right. And there was these vines. They were trees, but they were more vine-like. And the girl had, like, ran into one or something. It was a playful scene. To me, she's like, no. You see, that's that vine, that tree or whatever. Now you need to go back to the right and let's go down this path to the West Ring. It seemed as if Sherry knew that there was a peace. She wasn't really concerned that this war was happening. She took a moment to be playful and joyful. Although she did, you know, was trying to get this person back on the right path so we could go to the West Wing. It was a moment of finality, and she just took a second to enjoy the moment that we had left. There was a peace, you guys. There was a peace, even though we were anticipating war and things starting. There was a sense of peace. But to see it play out and to actually know that, okay, this is it, there was a, not anxiety, but, you know, you just anticipating what's going to happen next, even though we didn't see anything. So that was the end of the dream. That's it. I'm not sure what to make of this dream, aside from things are about to... It felt so real. It felt like I was walking out a previous dream in this dream, and it happened suddenly. Okay, you guys?
So when you get into this whole rumors of war and wars and so forth, and all of the writing, this is why I rail at people carelessly using nothing less than apocalyptic language. And one of the things that you see written a lot about these days is the possibility for another American Civil War. And it's enough that it's everywhere and fairly constant. Every time we see some discord, it comes up. Isn't it interesting that this kind of stuff works its way into people's dreams? Or is it the other way around?
I want to come out and share a sobering dream, word, warning, whatever you want to call it, with everyone. And I really feel that the Lord has provided several confirmations for this. And so I feel it's fairly urgent to share with everyone. So the night before last, I had this dream, all right? And in the dream, something had happened, okay? I don't know what happened, but something had happened, and people were displaced, and they were in shelters, and it was like, I don't know if it was some type of a war going on, but people were displaced, okay? And they were, like I said, just staying in various types of shelters. And at the beginning of the dream, I knew FEMA had promised to bring buildings and to bring supplies, but I knew that was never going to happen. They were not going to be able to deliver any help to the people. And so I also noticed where people were looking to maintain electricity. I don't think it had been lost, but they knew it was going to be or something, and they were trying to figure out how to generate electricity. So there was a lot of different things going on, and I went into one of the shelters, and I sat down at this table, and there were like three other people there, and I began to explain to the people that I had been seeking the heart of the Lord, which is true. I had been asking the Lord to reveal his heart to me. I've asked the Father to show me what's in his heart and what's on his heart. And so I began to tell the people in the dream that what the Lord showed me is that he does not want people to abandon one another, okay, and in the mindset that they're making a sacrifice for the Lord, that he wants them to stick together with their families and work through things and work things out. And I noted there were no beds, okay, and I knew the Lord wanted everyone to have a bed, which I understand is peace. The Lord wants everyone to remain in a place of peace, in a place of rest, okay, throughout whatever is coming in our nation, in the world. I really don't know. But then at the end of the dream, I heard a song, and in the song, the words were something to the effect that the Lord is coming back to get us. So it was, again, a reminder that we're going home soon.
By the way, one of the things that you'll hear a lot in these is people will say, I got confirmation of my dream because I talked to somebody else who dreamed the same thing. That's not confirmation. It's just somebody else having a similar dream. As I provided confirmation for the woman earlier who dreamed about the jets in the air, I've had that dream. And I think a lot of people have had that dream. That's not confirmation that anything is going to happen. It's just that other people also had these dreams. What do they mean? I couldn't tell you because I don't have time. I'm fascinated by what they mean, where they come from, the source of the dreams, whether it's just too much time spent on smartphones, although I spend a lot of time on my smartphone, spend a lot of time on YouTube, don't dream about this kind of stuff. And I think it's a really important question, especially the content of these dreams. And I'm not editing these except for time, and I'm doing that because I want people to hear the full emotional impact of what these people have to say.
Yesterday, I spent some time again with my close friends and the Vera and Gloria, and they both confirmed with the things they've been hearing from the Lord that something is coming. Vera had actually been given a word where there was a coming clash. A clash was about to take place, and Gloria was talking about hearing from the Lord that war is coming. And I've shared before, back in March, I had a dream, a vision that war was coming. And I heard the Lord say as I was waking up, they're going to start a war. Something is about to unfold, which sounded very much like civil war. All right. And I believe that what the Lord has been showing me and showing others is that something is definitely about to unfold, and that He wants us to remain in a place of peace with Him, all right, when these things happen. And He wants us to work together.
Yeah, so when I hear someone like Glenn Beck talking about civil war, when I hear these people talking about civil war, that is the height of folly and irresponsibility as far as I'm concerned, because this stuff works its way into the psyche of America and is really dangerous when people start having dreams and believe that a civil war is going to take. You better hope not. That's all I have to say, because the next dream will scare you to death.
Hello, everyone in the body of Christ, everyone in the world. Today is April 18th, 2018. I'm here today to share a warning. I had a dream last night. And this dream, was horrific, okay? I can't remember the beginning, you know, but I remember what the Lord wanted me to see. And first of all, I asked the Lord about 9:44 last night. I went outside and was just looking to the heavens and talking to the Lord. And I forgot, I asked the Lord, could you please show me what's coming next? I forgot that I even asked that question. Whew. And my God, you guys, I saw in this dream. I'm behind some type of fence. I felt like I was in something, but behind a fence, you know. Watching a gated fence, watching people, you know, everywhere. It was like I saw like a suburb, like a neighborhood. You know, people getting in their cars, people just outside walking, you know. And then at the same time while I'm looking at that, I'm looking at water. And I'm not sure about this water that I was looking at. You know, the way, you know, the curvature of the outline of the water, it made me think of the East Coast. But again, I'm just not sure about that part. You guys, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, the United States was being bombed. I didn't even see where it was coming from. Just all of a sudden, everything was being bombed. Everything was being bombed, you guys. People were being blown up. They had no time to think about what they was going to do. It's like I could hear their thoughts. It's like I knew the thoughts of every person as I watched on. And one guy was thinking, you know, he gonna get in his car. As soon as he tried to get in his car, boom, you know, it exploded. And the noise was so loud. The shaking of the earth was so horrible. And these people was helpless. Although I felt safe down in this, I don't know what I was in, but I'm looking through a gate, but I felt it. I felt, you know, the terror, the fear. Oh my God, you guys. Oh, this is going to happen all of a sudden, even out in the water, when it was hitting the water. I'm not sure what it was that it was hitting. It was almost like it was some type of military, you know, trying to fight back. But because it's like they were caught off guard. And every person that had a thought of how to you know, what to do. You even had time to try to run. It happened all of a sudden. The United States is going to be destroyed, you guys. Oh, I'm going to tell you what the Lord showed me. Nobody wants to be here.
Well, now, there are hours of these videos on YouTube. You just type in 2018 prophetic dreams, and you'll get hours and hours of these. I think they're fascinating. You might wonder, well, gee, how come you haven't got any men on here? You know, there's a lot of men doing these, but they don't have the same emotional quality, and they are mansplaining their dream. There seems to be an effort with us men to explain what we're dreaming. What I like about the women is they don't try to explain it. They just tell you about their dream, and there's an emotional quality to it that really drives the vision home. Isn't it amazing, regardless of whether these are religiously motivated dreams or not, isn't it amazing when you recount a dream, the detail and the twists and turns that they take, pure creativity, almost like movies, fascinating. I mean, I could say that 100 times. I won't, because I think they're amazing. And I think, again, I want to thank all the people that took the time to share their dreams. I'm not judging the dreams. There's a lot of them that have political content. As I said, I don't know whether the rancor politically and the emotional quality of news coverage, or whether they're watching too much TV or not enough TV, or what's going on, where these concepts are kind of working their way into our psyche and leading out through dreams. But it is definitely the motherlode of crazy on YouTube, and great. So again, thanks to you people for sharing your dreams, for sharing your emotion, and I look forward to hearing more and more of these. Thanks once again to Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. Don't forget, have him check your heat before it gets too cold, because as I said before, the heating is going to go, or the water heater is going to go, when it's 14 below zero. And then, you know, you got to make sure that everything stays warm and you have frozen pipes. What if you're away? Things like that. So here's the number, 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul for four generations. You got the numbers. Check them out online at ryanplumbing.com, or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Thanks once again for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, also the new Google Podcast app. We are everywhere. I really appreciate people who listen to the podcast right off the page on the streaming, or by clicking on one of the podcast pages and then clicking on the audio. Thanks. I don't need to tell you how to do that if you're already doing it, but I really appreciate the likes and shares and so forth on social media, especially the share. So if you like a podcast, or if you see a post and you read it, click on it, find the podcast, be sure to share that if you can on your own Facebook page. That really helps. All right. Thanks once again for listening to podcast 766. And thanks once again to the Dreamers, because they have provided some great content, and I hope they keep going. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast.
Letters burning by my bed for you. Here now. I can feel my instincts here for you, here now. By my bed for you, here now. Here now. calling mirrors for you here now.